The title of our message tonight is God's Mercy.
Yes.
And we want to think about how that God is a God of mercy. But we need to tap into this mercy.
Yes.
We have an opportunity to have God's mercy shed over our lives and dealing with us and helping us in so many ways. But there is something on our part, too, to tap into His mercy. We need God's mercy.
Yes.
Every day. Everywhere. We're feeble people. You know, we can't make one move. One song says, I cannot walk without you holding my hand. Something like that. We can't do anything without His mercy. It's His mercy that helped us this morning to wake up and be able to see the beautiful day, the flowers, the trees, the grass. It's His mercy.
Yes.
It's His mercy that helped us to be able to get out of our beds and be able to walk and move and have our being.
Yes.
It's His mercy. It's His mercy that gives us a mind where we can think and we can understand the things of God. It's His mercy that calls to our hearts to live for Him.
Yes.
I sure appreciate His mercy to me. I realized that if He didn't have mercy on me, I wouldn't be able to stand here before you tonight.
Right. That's right.
But it's His mercy. We're going to start out by reading scriptures about the mercy of God. Let's go to Isaiah 54 and 10.
For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord, that hath mercy on thee.
See this? You know, God, the world is still standing. It's because of His mercy. Mountains haven't been removed. You know, one day His mercy is going to run out. And this He's going to wrap all this stuff up. But right now, we're in mercy time. It's a wonderful thing to know that God loves us and He has mercy upon us. We have unsaved loved ones. They're just going their own ways, not thinking about God. But it's His mercy that doesn't consume them. And we appreciate His mercy. Lamentations 3:22-23.
It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness.
It is of His mercy that we are not consumed. You know, we are not worthy of His mercy. We are not worthy of His goodness. And yet, He has mercy. His compassions fail not. Every day, maybe we have a problem. And God looks down upon us with great compassion, and He cares. Like that song says, does Jesus care?
Yes.
Yes, He cares.
Yes.
It is His mercy, it's His compassion that makes Him care about the things that are bothering us, the things that we have trouble with. We should appreciate the mercy of the Lord, and we should take advantage of it, not just take it for granted. Let's go to Psalms 103:8.
The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy.
Don't you know that out of all the wickedness that people do, the awful things they say, the disrespect they have for God, cursing and using God's name in vain, if it wasn't for His mercy, He would destroy them right on the spot. But He has mercy.
Yes.
And we need to be thankful for the mercy of God. You know something? Many of us, even when you're saved, we make mistakes. God is merciful to us.
Yes.
To show us our mistakes. He's compassionate to us. He doesn't just cut us off when we make a mistake. He gives us a chance to fix it. It is His mercy. Let's go to Romans 9, 15 and 16. How many of us would be merciful to people like God is to us? They do things to us. Sometimes people just cut you right off. They get tired. They don't like it. You hurt their feelings. And they just cut you out of their, block your numbers. Have you ever been around people that do that?
Oh, yes.
They get upset with somebody and they block their number. Mm-hmm. So that they cut them off. Mm-hmm. They don't have any mercy. And yet God is so merciful. Many times they don't realize how that they may have done things that displease God. He doesn't cut us off like that. He doesn't block our number. He doesn't keep us when we try to go to him in prayer and he has a deaf ear and he turns his ear and doesn't listen because he's upset with us. But he's compassionate.
Yes.
He gives us chances. Over and over again, God gives chances. Romans 9, 15 and 16.
For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that sheweth mercy.
Isn't that so wonderful?
Thank you, Lord.
I don't know if I can get across tonight the mercy of God, like I feel in my heart, how gracious he is to us. We're not worthy of his mercy. We've done enough against him that he could have cut us off
long ago. That's so.
But he didn't. And you know, many times we pray for our loved ones and we have to pray that God have mercy on them. Because they're just ignoring him. They know better, but they're not doing better. And we are sometimes that way. Sometimes the Lord will show us. I'll say the Lord might say, don't eat that piece of cake. You had enough. Have you ever had that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. But yes. You sitting there and you eating it anyway? Mm-hmm. It's his mercy. He could have cut you off. He could have made you so sick you couldn't even stand it. But he did.
Thank you, Lord.
He's compassionate toward us. And we want to have the same mercy to other people. I think about how that somebody maybe do something to you. People pronounce judgment against other people when they do something they don't like. And they don't realize how much God has mercy on them. He doesn't pronounce judgment on us right away. He just, his mercies are day after day. His chances he gives us. Let's go to James 2 and 13.
For he shall have judgment without mercy that hath showed no mercy, and mercy rejoiceth against judgment.
You see, God is one thing he wants us to do. He has mercy. He wants us to have mercy on other people. Not just pronouncing judgment on them. And one scripture says, judge not that you be not judged.
Yeah.
For which whatever judgment you judge, therewith you shall be judged. But God wants us to have mercy on other people.
Yes.
Remember in the Bible, this man that he owed his Lord, this large sum of money. And the Lord says, pay me off. Mm-hmm. He was going to put him in the prison till he paid him. He said, but you know, he said, what? Have mercy on me?
Oh, yes.
Right.
And I'll pay you off. Mm-hmm. And the Lord was compassionate to him. And he forgave the debt. He didn't only say, okay, I'll give you time to pay the debt. He forgave the debt.
Yes.
And yet, then this same person went out and found his fellow servant that owed him way less than that he owed the Lord. And he grabbed him by the neck, I think it said, and said, you know, pay me off. Mm-hmm. And he said, have mercy on me, and I'll pay you off. He wouldn't have mercy.
Whatever.
He decided, no. You're going to go, I'm going to throw you in this prison till you pay me. And then the Lord of that servant was very displeased with them. And he said, they told what he had done. And the Lord said, you're going to pay. Now, you know, I forgave you. You should have had mercy on your brethren. I forgave you because you asked me to. And you should have done the same with the other. Here we are today. We had a great debt that we owed our God Almighty, and he forgave the debt. Yes, our sins was a debt. This is a great debt, and he forgave our sins.
Yes.
And yet, how do we forgive others? Do we forgive them? Or do we hold them? Do we get them by the nape of the neck and say, pay me off?
Help us, Lord.
You owe me. You didn't do this. You spoke to me wrong. How many times have we displeased the Lord? It may be something we said or something we did. He forgave us. Then somebody comes along and they say something about you and you don't like you. They disrespect you or whatever you say. And you grab them by the nape of the neck and you hold them and you won't forgive them. God wants us to be merciful to others as he has been merciful to us.
Help me.
But yet, if we're not, we're going to pay. He's going to do the same thing that Lord did to that man for not forgiving his fellow servant. So let's realize how much we need God's mercy. And allow that to control, to help us with other people. Let's go to Micah 6 and 8. We need to have mercy on others, just as God has had mercy on us. There should not be anything that a person do to us that we cannot forgive them.
That's right.
We need to forgive them. We need to have mercy on them. Sometimes you say, well, I can't forgive this. God forgave you.
Yes. Thank you.
Forgive.
Help me.
And have mercy on them.
Yeah. Micah 6 and 8.
Mm-hmm.
He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God.
All right. God requires this of us to do justly, to love mercy, love showing mercy to people. I know you said this about me. I know you spoke harsh to me, but love having mercy on them. Do you know what Jesus did? Hanging there on that cross, the nails in his hand and feet, hanging on the cross with the weight of his body on those nails in excruciating pain. What did he do? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He forgave on the cross. He forgave those that spit in his face. He forgave those that drove those nails in his hands and feet. He forgave those that hit his back with those lashes and the metal in the whips, the way they say it, if it was that way. He forgave the bleeding back that he was feeling. And no doubt the bleeding forehead, where they beat the crowns of thorns around his head. He forgave. He loved. He was glad to have mercy. He even gave God an excuse for them, for they know not what they do. Can we have mercy on others like Jesus had on us?
Yes, Lord, help us.
Let's read Luke 6 and 36. It's so easy to see the faults of others and not see our own faults. when we just can't have mercy on the other people. It's a lot because we're looking at them and not looking at our own faults. If we look and we see, well, you know what? I've made a lot of mistakes myself. It will help you to have mercy on others. Luke 6:36.
Be therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful.
Yes. Our Father is merciful. We need to have mercy on the level that God has for us. That no matter what people do to us, we can forgive them and we can have mercy on them. Matthew 5:7.
It says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
Blessed. God is going to bless us for being merciful to other people.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, what a privilege it is to follow God and do things His way. Now, why do we need God's mercy? We need it because sometimes we made wrong choices.
That's right.
We need His mercy.
Yes.
I want us to read, and I'm going to probably read this, Psalms 107, starting at the first verse. We're going to look at how people get in places. They do make wrong choices, and yet God is merciful. When they turn to Him, He's merciful. Says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
Yes.
For He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. I'm so thankful that His mercy endures forever. That means to me that as long as we're in this life from generation to generation, God is merciful. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. God has saved us, and we can tell of His mercy. And gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way, They found no city to dwell in. These are people that need God's mercy. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. How many times have we cried unto the Lord in our trouble? And He's had mercy. I remember when we went to pray to that meeting, and that night we left the meeting. We were in my car. My sister was driving, and you know, somebody had dropped, you see these cement blocks here? They must have dropped it off of a truck or something, and they busted in the street. And so we had all of this right before us, and it was night, and Rose could not. She tried to miss the big ones, but she still rolled into over one, and it hit up against the bottom of my car, and it busted my left tire. So the left tire immediately my car started leaning like this on that side. And so there was a truck stop right close. And we went, I said, Rose, and I showed it to him. We went there and we pulled in. She and Sister Sharon got the car, started looking around. And as we pulled in the station, they have the store part of the station. So we pulled in there. And just next to the right of us was a man parked in a car. And he said, you need help? You have a problem or something? Rose said, yeah, we got a flat tire. But do you know, it took us no more than maybe 5 minutes, if that long, to get off the highway to that station. And when we got there, that tire was completely flat. That's how fast that air went out. And so he said, well, I have OnStar, so I was calling them, trying to get somebody to come and see about it. And the man said, I have a jack. And so he decided he would jack up the car. Mind you, this is a new car. I didn't even know how to put it in the emergency brake on. I didn't. Couldn't figure out how to put it on. But anyway, he jacked it up. God took care of us, took care of the car. It didn't fall off the jack, and he was able to get the donut on. The next morning, we got up, and we went to a dealer. Mind you, we weren't in Dallas. We were in Prague. We were in Shawnee. This is a place that I'm not that familiar with. So then we went to the dealer there. A dealer, they said they don't have any tires. They would fix a tire if you had one, but they don't have any. So if I needed a new tire, I couldn't get it. So we went to Discount Tire. And the man looked at that tire, and he let me know I had to have a new tire. And so we were at the counter, and he said it's going to cost $240-some dollars. And I'm standing there. I don't have that kind of money. But I decided I have to get it. So I got bill money that I'm thinking all this. So I just use my bill money. Sister Sharon walking over to Rose to see if they could help me. But I told the man I have to have it. I'm standing there. And next to me is another man. I guess he's waiting to be waited on or something. And Sister Sharon started coming to me with her crying. She said, the man's going to pay for the tire. She's crying. I didn't process it at first. And then I realized she hugged the man. So I said, thank you. And I realized what was going on. I gave him a hug, you know, just a not nothing. Just thankful hug. So I went on, and the man came to me, and she went and sat down, and he stood there, and he told me, he said, you know, I believe he said I was right next to you, and God, or maybe he said the Lord, told me to pay for your tire.
Thank the Lord.
$244 and maybe some change, but it was his mercy. The Lord saw the situation I was in, and he had mercy on me.
Yes.
How then can I not have mercy on somebody else?
Yes.
Can I go to the next person? You owe me $5. Pay me what you owe.
My Lord.
How can I do that when God was so merciful to me? You know, we need his mercy, but he wants us to share his mercy with others. He wants us to have compassion and understanding when others need mercy. Well, here we go. These people are in a bad circumstance here in Psalms 107. But it says, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. I was in distress that night. I didn't know hardly what to do. We needed to get from Shawnee to Dallas would take like 3 hours or more. We can't drive on a donut on the highway that long. So we needed his mercy. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And it goes on. In this particular scripture, it tells of how it says, for he satisfied the longing soul and filled the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distress. Yes. He brought them out of the darkness and the shadow of death, and break their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he has broken the gates of iron and cut the bars in sunder. Fools, because of their transgressions and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhors all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them, and daily and delivered them from their destruction. Oh, the men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. God is so merciful to us. Sometimes we make mistakes. We do things that make the wrong choices, but God is still merciful to us. Now let's go on. Let's think about how when God gives us, when there's sin, God has mercy if we will turn unto him. We need to repent. If we commit sin, we need to repent and ask God to forgive us of sin and ask him to have mercy upon us. Let's go to Psalms 51. Somebody get that and read it. Read 1 through 17.
Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness,
yes, Lord.
According unto the multitude of thy tender mercy. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee and thee only have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest.
Stop just a minute. Notice how he's asking for mercy. If we do wrong, we need to ask God for mercy. We don't need to just walk around and act like it's okay.
That's right.
If we sin, we need to thoroughly ask him to forgive us of our sin.
Yes.
We need God's mercy. If we don't have his mercy, we could be consumed. It's his mercy that he holds back the enemy and keeps us from being destroyed.
Yes.
The enemy of our soul wants to destroy us.
Yes.
But when we do wrong, we need to do something about it.
That's
and
right.
We need to tap into his mercy. We need to repent. This is an example of how to really thoroughly repent and ask God to forgive us. Lord, forgive me for my sins. It's not good enough.
Yes,
that's right. Thoroughly ask him, Lord, I'm sorry. Please forgive me for my sin. And wash me, and make me white as snow. Read on.
Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts. Thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be cleansed. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee.
Now stop a minute. This is how you really ask for God's mercy. You're not just taking advantage of the fact that he's merciful and just think you can just half-heartedly ask him. You need to thoroughly ask for his mercy. Read on to 17.
Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God. Thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall shew forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou desirest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, and a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise.
See, he's merciful. If you're broken, and you're serious, and you're sorry, he's merciful. It said he won't despise. You can go to him when you are with all your heart, and he will have mercy, and he will forgive, and he will cleanse you, and he will deliver you, and he will bless you to live and walk in a way that's pleasing to him. After we repent of our sins, we still need God's mercy. Sometimes, you know, just because you're saved doesn't mean that we don't need his mercy anymore.
Right.
We still
right.
need his mercy. That's we right. need his mercy to help us that we can walk before him on a daily basis in a way that would please him. Let's go to Hebrews 4 and 16.
Hebrews 4 and 16.
Mm-hmm.
Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
We might need help. Like I needed help that night. We can come boldly to the throne of grace. That was a temporal problem. But sometimes we have spiritual problems.
Yes.
Maybe, for instance, someone does hurt our feelings. And we need God to help us to overcome that. We can go boldly to him and say, Lord, you have forgiven me. I want to forgive them. And some people get so hurt, they don't want to forgive. So ask God. You know it's the right thing? Ask him to help you to forgive. We can do that as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
Come boldly to the throne of grace that we might find what?
Mercy.
Mercy and grace to help in the time of need. Let's go to Genesis 6 and 3. We want to take advantage of his mercy. Do you know God, it's his mercy that deals with us more than one time. Sometimes the Lord will pinpoint something about us that we need to do something about it, and we kind of can be a little slack and a little careless about it. He'll come back.
Yeah.
Same way with a person that's not saved. He'll talk to them maybe when they're young. And they keep living and not doing, not yielding to him, and he come again. Maybe after they get older. And he come again. Until one day, finally, they decide to turn from him. It is his mercy that comes over and over and deal with hearts over and over again. And it says, but there's coming a time his mercy will no longer be.
Amen.
It said in Genesis 6 and 3, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. My spirit will not always strive with man. We need to take advantage of God's mercy while he's having mercy on us. When he deals with our heart, if he shows you something you need to work on, pray.
Yes.
Seek his mercy.
Amen.
Maybe, young people, maybe you have attitudes. Your parents tell you something to do and you don't want to do it. You need to pray. You need to go to the altar. You need to take advantage of the mercy of God, because it's his mercy that he pinpoints these things that we in our lives, and then we need to do something about it. Don't just walk away. Don't just act like, I'm all, everything's okay with me. And you know good and well it's not.
Yeah.
Pray.
Yeah. Amen.
Seek the Lord. Let's go to Proverbs. This is the last scripture. Proverbs 29:1. I appreciate the mercy of God. I never want to be on the side where his mercy runs out.
Amen.
Yes.
He that being often reproved, hard of his neck, shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy.
That's a sad state then. Yep. That means the mercy of God ran out for that person.
Hallelujah.
Reproved. And continually harden your neck before to God. No matter how he dealt with you over and over and over and over again, there comes a time when he'll stop. It's not, his mercy is wonderful.
Yes.
But it's not anything to play with. Yes. Pray for me.